Good morning in morning, and good evening in evening, all the Dub Tribe girls and all the Dub Tribe men. Welcome in the new episode of Dub Tribe podcast. It's really nice to have you here, guys, and it's really nice to be able to connect with you and speak to you in English, actually. I'm thrilled that I have this opportunity and I make this promise to do it. I'm proud of myself and I'm really, really happy. Most probably you can hear it already because I'm laughing and my voice is already smiling. But we are here and we've gathered here because we've got certain reasons, and there are certain reasons why you beautiful people, why you just make a play and click on that button. So thank you. And I promise I will not prolong this part because I know that you are here because of Blackboard Jungle. But I think that I need and I owe you to make some sort of introduction. What is Dub Tribe and Dub Tribe podcast, actually? So Dub Tribe podcast is a creation that I've invented to share the news about and spread the news about Sound System events at first. But then I thought that it would be nice if we will be able to share the message about and knowledge actually about the Sound System culture and music connected to it, which is roots and dub music, and those kinds of music and genres are my favorite right now. Of course, I'm listening other music as well, but those gather my focus, let's say, and I'm focused about those the most. But nevertheless, Dub Tribe podcast and Dub Tribe actually is for gathering people around this music and sharing the experience of Sound System culture, Sound System sessions, and telling to people how amazing the experience of Sound System culture and people actually around that culture is. Hopefully, you all will hear this during this interview, because I think that Blackboard Jungle shared this and they, you know, they almost shining with this attitude that they have about this music, and you will hear this in this interview. Who is Blackboard Jungle, you may ask? And Blackboard Jungle is a duo, Oliver and Nico. They've invented it some time ago, and for some time they were the biggest sound system in Europe. They are from France. And what I can tell you next, to do not spoil, I don't know. So I will stop here, I will cut here. And of course, before we start, two things. First one, I would like to thank so much and, you know, express my gratitude to Roots Revival Sound System from Poland. They, first of all, invited Blackboard Jungle to Warsaw, and second of all, give us opportunity to talk to them. So big shout out to them. It's now me clapping, if you can't hear this somehow, I don't know, never mind. But the second thing is that we usually start with the song, and this time it would be Tommy Clark, Take a Set, from Blackboard Jungle release 12-20-0, released in 2019. So just listen.
Set.
1994, first in radio venue, then since 1999 on stage, serving the uproots music to the people. Some say that your sessions are in style of Jashaka. Mm-hmm. With me, Blackboard Jungle. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, really. We've got diverse audience, I already told you something about. So some of them are pretty young, they don't know of all the things. So let's start with the basics, please. So first question, who and what really inspired you guys to create and start building a such system and start doing roots reggae dub music?
Yeah, the first inspiration was Channel One, Abashan TI, Jashaka, because we've been in a Carnival festival in London.
Oh, this big one.
Yeah, that was the first time we discovered what is a real sound system. So it was like a revelation for us.
I can imagine.
It was the first step for us when we saw those kind of speakers and MCs, DJs, and then and singers. It was like, wow, is what we want to do.
That was the beginning.
Yeah.
So because you were, for a few years, you were the biggest sound system in Europe, 24 Scoops. How it happened that you've created this and build and grow it this big? It was the demand from the people or just your inner need?
No, it was due to a situation in a festival in the south of France called Garance Festival. We play many years down there, but we reach a point that the it was too small and the equipment was push too far. And so we have to build more and more equipment due to the crown. So too many people inside the parties and so we have to build more and more and more equipment. So that's why we build 24 to respond to the to adapt to the situation. It was only for that. It's not a purpose to say, oh, we have to build a 24 school, blah, blah. No, no, it was...
It was the real need.
Exactly. It was a real need.
Is this happening still happening? Is this a happening festival? Is this festival still happening?
No. Sadly, no, because of the landlord and blah, blah. It was politics
so thing, some sort of situation, let's say. Cool. We've heard, because this is the question from guys from Roots Revival, and they're asking, because they've heard and shared with me this gossip, let's say, that you want to upgrade somehow your stack, your sound system. Is this true?
top grade?
Upgrade, to change some things.
Or maybe you.
We always upgrade the sound system. The technology always evolves, so we adapt the sound system. It's like a passion. We work on the technology of the sound system. We always discover things. We learn every year. Some new equipment appears on the market, and we are very curious of this, and the passion need to evolve with the things. Cool. We can't stop.
You've got a lot of energy to building this. I'm pretty impressed. So this is cool, super cool. So here they are. there is just two of them, and they are building 24 scopes big sun system because of demand of the people. And since I have opportunity to see how running a sun system and building a sun system is a not easy job, I'm just impressed. This is not an easy road, this is rocky road, and most of us just know this. So, speaking of which, Rough Road, the song sung by Muraiman from BJ release 704 from 2021.
Oh,
Okay, let's talk about your festivals, because there was quite many during this summer. You've came from Uprising right now. I've heard you this year on Rototom, but during the Dub Camp in France this year, you've introduced something new. This was Blackboard Symphony. Could you elaborate about this? Because this project, what I've read about this, in this project you've involved some artists that we already knew, which is Raz Divarius, for example, Guru Pope. What inspired you to create this project, to do something like this?
It's a demand from the festival. They always want a new concept for the people. But for me, the sound system, we do it traditionally. So There is nothing new under the sun. But we think about that because in the sound system, it's always the singer and the MC who are presented like a guest. So the idea to have the musician, because originally it's the musician who create the music. So the idea was to expose the musician to the crowd and live.
Okay. Is there a chance for the rest of the Europe to hear this maybe somehow?
Yeah, if people want to have it, we are ready to do it again.
Cool. So that was only for the festival. So that was the one-time show, let's say. And we can invite you with these musicians to have this here.
Yeah, but we are ready to do more if people want, but the difficulty is to bring a lot of people.
No, I know. Yeah.
More festival bring sound system because it's only one MC, one DJ, and yeah. It's less expensive like a big band of musician on stage with 10 people. Mm-hmm. So we're in this with 10 people, so need a lot of money and organization for travel and everything. So
okay.
I hope we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. That was some kind of improvisation during the set, or you've got this planned?
At this plan, we have some rehearsal, just two days, so not a lot, but...
Those are professional musicians, so I believe that they managed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
It was party, because... To make all the musicians together and set up the show, it was a party, you know, it's like... Comment on dit Paris, and all the musician works together on the same goal to succeed the show. So yeah, it was like a magic, you know, because on paper it was not like we're gonna succeed this show, etc. It was like we work on
I can imagine that it was huge work from you to create something like this. I believe that our listeners will have some time, a chance to hear this in live. I think that it will be magical, as you've mentioned already. Okay, but not only Dub Camp. I've mentioned this already. I've heard you were on Rototom this year. You were playing and coming from Uprising. After this session, you are going to Portugal. What keeps you alive and gives you power to do it? Because this is quite a lot. This is quite a lot to do. This weekend is crazy. I believe the summer for you is crazy. I saw where you were playing and where you will play this the summer and this year. This is quite huge.
Yes, to me is the patient still active, so it keep us alive and still we want to go forward still, so yeah, it's the patient.
And for you,
same thing, passion for music, and it is also a work. It's everyday work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we need music.
So you are doing what you love, actually.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm jealous a bit. So yes, I'm jealous here. I am listening to their story and actually I'm thinking about my dream. My dream of doing music and working with music on a daily basis. But in the meantime, I've got this thing... on the back of my head that most probably I would get bored with this and, you know, I would get sick of it. But seeing this and hearing this story of 30-ish years of doing it, I'm not sure anymore. Maybe I will not get bored. Who knows? Hopefully I would get this opportunity and chance to check it. But in the meantime, I would like for us to hear next song, which would be Jaggi Vai Strength, Everton Chambers, released on BJ 1220, released in 2019. Listen to it and have fun, fellow people.
Come on, Jaja, fill my cup, fill my cup, let it overflow. Jaja, fill my cup, let it overflow, flow, flow. In my walking and in my talking, in my bed when I'm sleeping, he always provides for me, no matter the circumstances.
Besides summer and this crazy summer time, you are guys playing quite often in France. What are your plans for this upcoming autumn where we can hear you guys?
It's like before, we used to play two or three sessions each month, mostly in France, but also in Belgium and Europe, and sometimes flying in different countries. But as I told you, we still keep the sound system culture traditional.
Okay. For all of those, not all of those, because here you are without the sound system. So sometimes you bring the sound system with you and sometimes not, I believe.
Yeah, we always prefer to play on our sound system. We like it, but we also play on other sound system.
How is it to play on other sound system? You compare somehow this to your own?
It's not a good thing to compare because every sound system sound different. This is what I like in the sound system culture. Every sound system sound really different because... Every sound man have his vision of the sound.
Okay.
So it's interesting to discover how other people have the vision of how the sound has to be good, because every sound system have a different vision of the good sound. There is no one good sound system. Every sound system is different, and this is what I like.
Okay. This is inspiring to you guys to...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to see a different kind of equipments like amplifiers, preamps, and what kind of selection them play, etc., etc. So it's like, yeah, it's nice to see and discover a different sound system and how them running it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Let's keep it longer. So Blackboard Jungle, it's a label as well. You are growing since 2007 and you've released tracks in cooperation with Spring Wata, Mirai Man, Donovan Kingdale, L16 and Multi Pumeni or other artists. How it started, because I read that it started from dub plates and your needs from dub plates. Is this true?
Yeah. It started with African Simba, who pushed us to release... a tune. He came to the studio, he made some doublet. He said, we have to release a tune to make the name more popular, etc. Yeah, it was the first step. So the first tune was African Simba and Vivian June's tune, so with Sondai. So yeah,
tonight we will hear some of your productions, step. Right?
Yeah, it was not originally a plan to have a label, but a lot of young or famous or not famous producer give us some music to play as the plate in the sound. So when we play this music, we can feel the impact on the people, if the crowd like it or not. So it helps us to decide if this tune have to reach the market or not. And when the people really like it, it's like we need to press it and have it available for everyone. And in the other part, we can help young producer to expose the works.
Yes.
Because the music business and label is sometimes complicated.
It is.
It can be simple when you know what happened, but for young people who want to release the works, it can be difficult. Less now because of the digital release and everything, but when we started, it was only vinyl and CD, so you have to be part of the music industry to understand the thing to do. So it's nice to help young people to expose their works.
And you are quite experienced in this, and you are quite long in this music industry, so it is great to have your support in this. So I can imagine. Are you creating your own new music? Do you produce on
We did it. We have one of our releases we built by the music by ourselves, but this is not the main goal.
Okay.
Me, I'm concentrating on the selection and the technology, equipment and everything. And Oliver run the studio. We also have a studio where Oliver mixed tune for a lot of different people, a lot of different labels. So
yes. So what are upcoming plans for your label? We can
we don't have plan at the moment. It's opportunity.
Okay.
It's when we travel with the sound or without the sound, we meet some people and the opportunity. It's same for singer, for musician. We meet some people and. We have opportunity to record things or not. Now we're working on some music, but we don't know when it will be released.
Okay, cool. This is not your first time in Poland, or maybe you want to add something.
Yeah, and we try to keep the music accessible to everybody. So we try to keep the good prices. Because music is not exclusive, music is for everybody. So yeah, it's one of our goals too, to keep the music alive also, and keep the vinyl tradition alive too.
Yes. So suddenly you've got a label because you've got this opportunity, because you've got this chance, and you are using your chance to help others, to help others grow, to help others become their true self, to shine. You are lift them up along with yourself. For me, this is an essence of the unity. And I hope that we'll have the opportunity to see it more often, because this is something that we need to see. And I really do hope that Dub Tribe will grow and we will have more opportunities to have more conversations like this with such inspirational people. I'm amazed. I truly do not have words to describe this. If you do have, please share them with me. I will joyfully use them to spread the message wider and wider, because I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. And having this opportunity to sit down and talk and hear those things, that was something amazing. So now we will hear Vivian Jones as a Rastaman song that was released on BJ 1201 in 2017.
As a Rasta man, I face so much persecution. As a Rasta man, I have faced so much oppression. So they try to turn me around. Oh, yeah.
The other way.
They wanted to face the other way. I hold on strong to our faith. What I know, cause I'm not a believer. No, 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 no believer.
No believer.
As a Rasta man,
I experience
so much oppression. And as a Rasta man, I have faced so much oppression. They want to turn me around.
Look the other way.
Face the other way. I say,
look the other way.
King of kings and Lord of lords, my strength, my savior.
Lion and Judah.
Oh, King of kings and Lord of lords, he's the conquering lion of Judah.
Lion and Judah.
King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, and as I am one, yes, I am faced so much.
much oppression. Hold on to your feet. Don't get weary, hold on straight. I say, hold on to your faith. Lord of Lords, did I say,
I say that's true.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
We are speaking a lot about tradition, about style that you are playing. Why this is roots music? Because I've read that part of your selection is dedicated to roots music from 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. and some of tracks that you are playing are connected with militant style. So what keeps you and inspires you to keep it like this? Is this maybe message that is nested in this music?
Yes, for us the message is really important, so that's mm-hmm. why Nico selected each song for the message too. Uh-huh. So the message is really important for us mm-hmm. from the start till now.
Okay.
And yes, and plus we love the music mm-hmm. from the 70s. The mm-hmm. Jamaican music, mm-hmm. So we try to keep so this music alive, but we love also the new music, the new generation, mm-hmm. so we have this kind of balance. We try to play all kind of style from the 70s till now, so mm-hmm. yeah, this kind of palette for us is mm-hmm. really important, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
But we try to keep the tradition, but also we have a foot in nowadays music. Yeah. Yeah.
Nico, could you add something, please?
Yeah, we play music we love. We don't mm-hmm. play the music the people love. That's the main things.
So you are teaching with music, actually, the people.
I don't know if it's a teaching. The words in the music are always a teaching, but uh-huh. we still play the dub music with no message. Uh-huh. But the vibes for me is a message. The vibes of the music, the atmosphere, uh-huh. it bring you, for me, it bring message, but not in the word, in the meditation uh-huh. or...
Okay.
But yes, we play the music we love. We don't play the music people accept or mm-hmm. the people want to hear because it's famous or not. We just play what we love.
Mm-hmm. The French stage of dub music is growing bigger and bigger. We see it in Europe as well, here in Poland. But some of the music is going towards more electronical, some touches the techno. What do you think about this? What are your feelings about this?
Yeah, the music and the crowd too. The sound system in France and perhaps in Europe is famous. We have a lot of people coming to sessions since 2010,
mm-hmm.
and because the rave party movement mm-hmm. was stopped by the police, by the new law, and people can't play in the nature like before for free party and everything. So people who like the rave party techno music discover the dub music with the big bass and the big stack of
speakers. Yeah,
it's a similarity. So many people from the techno scene discover the dub,
mm-hmm.
and now they create music and mix reggae, some influence from reggae, particularly the skunk, with the techno music. So it's like a new kind of style.
Yeah, this is new kind of style.
It's not the sound of electronic music, because the UK dub style, for example, from the 90s in UK, is only produced with computer.
Pure computer, yeah.
But they respect traditional pattern of roots reggae.
Exactly.
So now it's more electronic, but with techno influence.
Mm-hmm.
The BPM is higher, and the sound, like some acid sound come, and it's not really what we like, but I respect that. People like this, and it's the evolution of music. Reggae is still in evolution from the 70s, inspired for every style of music, like rock, jazz, and we can't stop evolution. So
yeah, we can't stop, yeah.
But sometimes it loses the message. And it don't bring any meditation. It's always for party and dancing. Okay. And for me, it's quite a shame. But we can't stop evolution of music.
Yeah. Okay. I'm opening my phone for next question. Thank you guys for it. For me, it's an observation that there is a lot of inspiration from exactly electronic, some side apps and something like this. Recently, I find out something like dub techno, and I was surprised that this is something actually that was released on vinyl. So I was what? Mm-hmm. how it's happening? And then during the Rototom, I've heard some of this influence during the session of other artists as well. So and I saw that people are dancing to this, and they had a good time. So as you say, Nico, we can stop the evolution of music, and for me, I'm quite, let's say, new in dub music, and I'm still educating myself in it. But my personal needs are quite roots exactly, but I really like steppers, and so I can imagine why people go for it. But as you say, the message is really important, and we should keep our mind on the words that are nested in the music. So yeah, that's quite
So some people today, the dub is become a style. For us, dub is only the B-side of a 7-inch record. Mm-hmm. Dub is not a style for us. It come from reggae. Reggae, and you have the dub is the...
Because the reggae is the foundation, right?
Yeah, and the dub is the version of a tune with a singer.
Yes.
But now the dub music become a new style. Some people like the dub music, and they don't know about reggae, and they have to discover the foundation and... to understand why.
And I think it creates a kind of confusion, this new branch of dub, like, because as Nico said, we try to keep the message inside the music, but this new branch, some of actors lose the message, and they create this kind of music only for parties.
Only for riot, yeah.
And you can't recognize even a skunk or a melody or even something who is really attached to the reggae music. So it creates a confusion to me. So it's what I don't really like.
Okay.
This kind of gap. So, but as Nico says, the evolution, so we can't say it's good or bad, but... It's kind of confusion that I don't really like.
Okay. And now I need to ask you, what do you think about this part of this conversation, about this part of the interview? We are not the first people that are bringing up this topic about connection and mix of the electronico techno scene with dub music, with sound system culture. We are seeing it. I believe that you are seeing and experience this as well. So it would be nice, and it will be nice, if you share your thoughts as well with us. And you can use DMs, you can use comments, you can use our email address, daptripodcast@gmail.com. And please, please give us some sign. What do you think about this? If what we tell here is suiting you or not. And in the meantime, I'm inviting you to hear Nishvadada Tafarai from BJ 1218. We'll be right back. this topic for a while. This is not your first time in Poland. You have previously on Dubcamp in Krakow, on Dub Temple in Krakow, sorry. Then you were invited to play on Basscamp in Katowice as well. That was huge, I've heard. And some of people can't remember. there was a quite a gossip around this after this event. That was in
it
papers.
It was
television.
Crazy to see this army helicopter surrounded and the sound player. We play reggae music. It was wow.
What's happening? So, for your information, people were calling that windows on balcons were shaking. So that was huge. That was huge. So, but now, how it is for you to be back right now in Poland?
So me, I love the vibes down there. Mm-hmm. I love root survival. I love Yasol, the family, the whole root survival family. So it's like we are at home. So
great to hear that. Yeah. Great to hear that. Okay. I'm still waiting for the pictures. I received already some links to the article, real one from Katowice. Explaining this situation, so for all of you that you didn't know what happened, Basscamp was quite a big festival some time ago in Poland, and guys were invited with all the scopes, 24 of them, and people in Katowice were not prepared for the bass that came along with this event. Even though before there were some events as well, created and organized in that exact location, and it was a lot of confusion and people stressed out about that a lot. So now for all those people and for us under the radar, Donfe from BJ 1224, that was released in 2019.
Thank you.
So keeping in mind what you've told us about the music and that you're feeling good here in Poland, do you have some advices for Polish producers, maybe? How to keep this message, but make this scene more big or something like this?
Don't lose the roots.
Uh-huh.
So you have to listen to the Jamaican music from mm-hmm. the 70s okay. and keep that in your mind and do your own thing. So okay. it's like continue the journey with the mm-hmm. the reggae music, but in your own way, try to create your own vision of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and work.
Nico and you?
Yeah, as Oliver say, listen old music to create some new is the good things, inspired from what people did before. But I don't know if it's really helped to have a bigger scene, because what I like is also the underground style of the sound system. For example, where we are now, we are an underground basement, and this is what I like. It's not mainstream music.
Yes, it's not.
I think it's nice to keep the underground music alive, and mm-hmm. it's not everyone who can understand the essence of the roots music. So spread the message, but help the people to be bigger and bigger is not the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. Do good things is the goal.
Okay. So more in quality than in quantity.
Exactly.
Okay.
And to me, maybe the advice is create a music, mm-hmm. a music that is living forever, building forever. So as you can listen 10 years after, 20 years after.
And this is it's not losing the message, the essence.
Plus, yeah. Yeah. But try to create this music who can live forever.
Mm. Cool. Mm. Okay, I've got last two questions. they will be fun, I guess. So what was your first vinyl that you've bought and you keep for now, and this is your favorite one?
Wow. Like LPs or?
It can't be LP.
Maybe Silford Walker, Lamb's Bread, because it reminds me a lot of memories, youngsters' life, so yeah.
Okay. And you're Nico?
Oh, I have favorite new tune every week, so it's really difficult to answer a discussion.
Okay, so the last questions, because we need to end this meeting, and I'm really glad, and thank you guys for this.
You're welcome.
So the last thing I would like to ask you guys is, could you tell something to our Dubtribe listeners, something inspiring that they could have in heart and go with this further?
Yeah, what you do is really nice, because as you mentioned before, the goal is to educate people, and there's the same goal as the music we play. It's really nice to help people to understand this culture.
Yeah, so keep the faith in what you love and don't lose the goal. Don't follow what the people say or hearsay, etc. So follow your goal, and you're supposed to succeed. So yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you, guys. It was really nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So this is it. This is the whole conversation that I happily had with Blackboard Jungle. Thank you, guys, for being our guests. Thank you, Roots Revival, for creating this opportunity for us to have this conversation. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all the Dubtribers around the world, for listening to this podcast, for listening to this episode. We are doing this for you, for us, for all of us, for all the tribe. There is a lot more coming along the way, so there is a lot of to look forward to, because we are preparing another episodes in English. So hope you stay with us for quite some time. You can listen to us on Spotify, YouTube, Mixcloud, Talava, or wherever you can listen to podcasts. We are on Instagram, we are on TikTok, we are on Facebook, of course. Please come and join us. Leave your stars, comments, likes, follows, subscribes, and all of those things that will help us go and reach more people and gather them in our tribe, and that will be a big step for us. I shit you not. So yeah, I need to be honest with you. It is actually a big step for us, and I'm thrilled that we have this chance. Also, you can support us and you can buy us a coffee. Buy Coffee is still open for support. I'm encouraging you to do so if you like what we are doing. So yeah, it will help us grow and move forward with this podcast and reach more people actually. All right, so thank you. Hope you will hang with us for quite some time and stay safe and stay free and be yourself, guys, and hope that we will have this opportunity to meet each other on some sound system sessions somewhere there. And for us, last song, Doing Good from Blackbird Jungle. Spring Water will sing this for us from Living Reggae released in 2019. Have a great rest of the day, evening, morning, whatever you do have there.
Tell you to do no wrong. Keep on living right. Only way to move in a Jah's sight. Keep on doing good. Never let them tell you to do no wrong. Keep on living right. Only way to move in a Jah's sight. If your brother come asking for it, never turn your back on his problems. The little good you do today, tomorrow's world might solve them. Nothing in this world is permanent, not even your troubles. I like walking in the rain, 'cause no one sees my tears. The most wasted days in life is the days we do not laugh. Help your brother to smile today and show love from your heart. Tell your wife, keep on doing good. Never let them tell you to do no wrong. Keep on living right. Only way to move in a Jah's sight. A difference if you give it a try. Just be yourself and do things right. Carry on and be wise. If you see the moon, you see the beauty of God. If you see the sun, it means you're here today. If you see the mirror, you see the best creation Mother Nature has made. Give thanks and praise. Believe in yourself, we all are tourists. Mother Nature is our travel agent, who has already fixed all routes, reservation and destination. So we must enjoy this trip called life. Six best doctors in the world: sunlight, rest, exercise, diet, self-confidence and friends. Oh Lord, maintain them in all stages of health and strength. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. None of them can never spoil my plan. Life healing make me stay strong. None of them can come spoil up my plan. Live good, live good, live good.